Kai, Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. That fourth quarter, you and LeBron kind of took over matters at that, you know, at that point of juncture in the game. What did you see in the, you know, see personally in that quarter? What felt that you needed to try to put your foot in the gas?
Well, we saw, you know, basically the entire game what they were doing to LeBron in the post. So what we tried to do is just make adjustments, and you know, LeBron, he's such a great passer out of the post. You know, a few of them. Our game plan got a little messed up just in terms of what we wanted our bigs to do, but they were doing a great job of trying to get our guards open. And, you know, it just came down to just making basketball plays, and that's what Bron did, as well as Kevin and everyone else that was in the fourth quarter. But it started with our defense, and, you know, we got out in transition. You know, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't pretty. But, you know, we hold our hat on our on that defensive end, and we got it done. So.
Hey, Kyrie, Dave McMenamin and ESPN.com. We know you guys were be saving something for the playoffs in terms of wrinkles of how you play. Didn't think that a half-court reverse alley-oop from Kevin Love would be one of those things.
It's kind of hops.
What did that a play like that did for you guys? And there was also the play where Kevin got the rebound, outlet pass to LeBron. LeBron found you, and then you found LeBron for another alley-oop. What did plays like that do for you guys as a group?
Well, it definitely, you know, gets our fast break going. And, you know, it's just the little things that make the difference, especially in games like tonight. Big time plays gets our crowd going, gets our team going, you know, makes the other team call timeout. And, you know, Kev, you know, just running the floor extremely hard. He's been doing it for the first two games, and we need him to continue to do that. And Bron found him. And then, you know, we're out in transition. You know, if we don't see anything, you know, one-on-one, then, you know, we're looking out to the wings. We have great shooters on this team that have the ability to spot up and shoot. Some of them may have not gone down tonight. But we got it on transition, and that's where we're getting our points.
Kyrie, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio, over here on your right.
Nice hat.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The other day, you guys scored 69, the big three, and you said, we are the big three. You have to play well again tonight, 69 points from the big three. Do you guys go into a game, do you have a number, thinking that you guys have to score a certain amount of points in order for your team to win because you're 22-4 when you hit 65 or more?
No, not at all. I mean, it's not a number that we necessarily think about. We just want to play extremely well, you know, especially at the highest level. You know, this is the playoffs, and like we said, you know, at the other press conference the other day, is that we set the tone on both ends. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. We're not, you know, all three of us aren't going to shoot well every single night. We just have to pick each other up, and our bench did a great job of doing that as well. I mean, you know, it may not show up on the stat sheet, but guys coming in, giving us minutes, big rebounds here and there, especially from Caleb and Bron, and guys were just coming in doing what they do. And Amon, I mean, it may not show up in the stat book, but I mean, trying to stay in front of Isaiah is a tough task to do. Trying to stay in front of Avery Bradley, you know, chasing around screens and, as well as guarding 1 through 3. I mean, you know, he's an elite defender, and he does it every single night for us.
Kyrie, can you explain the difference in the mental approach for you now that you know that you don't have to carry the scoring load all on your own compared to previous years? LeBron drops in, basically tied what you did in the last game.
I mean, you know, you're just at ease. You know, you're playing with guys that know the game extremely well, have been in this position before. You know, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, they know what to expect out of me, and I know what to expect out of them. I mean, you know, every game we may not shoot well, but we understand that the little things is going to make the difference. And we keep on preaching it. You know, one rebound here, you know, one loose ball there, you know, turns into a jump ball. I think, I'm not too sure we had tonight, but I think we had like 4 jump balls or 3, you know, that are big time plays. And we're diving on the floor for one another, and it just gives the whole entire building energy when we're doing that.
Just to follow up on that, when you and LeBron went back and forth and had that alley-oop play, how did that sort of show the chemistry that you guys have developed over all these months?
I'm just happy that we connected on one. It's been a while since we connected on alley-oop, so, you know, do it in the playoffs, big-time atmosphere. And, you know, I saw it in his eyes. He was ready to, you know, attack the rim, and which he did. I think his head was at the rim. And, you know, it's just awesome to finally be a part of that. And, you know, it gets everyone juiced up.
Kyrie, Joe Vardon from Cleveland.com. How important is it, or at least was it tonight, for LeBron to be moving before the double team comes? I mean, did that get him going, I guess, as we went along?
Oh, well, I mean, we made adjustments. You know, like I said, it's not going to be perfect, but You know, we got everyone involved. He got everyone involved. You know, I know he's going to come up here and be pissed off about, you know, his turnovers as well as mine. But, you know, game to game, we pick him up. We pick each other up. You know, and then when they started paying, he started being more aggressive and took it personally. And, you know, I told him that going to halftime, you just got to come out and be yourself and be aggressive and just dominate like we know you can. And, you know, he did that, going especially in the fourth quarter, you know, carried us to a victory.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. Kyrie, this will be another first for you, your first NBA playoff road game coming up on Thursday. What are your expectations for that, and how much will you rely on LeBron again for any advice?
I think the biggest thing for me is just to stay even keel. You know, have the same mindset, killer mindset going in there, and stick to our game plan. And, you know, the only thing that matters is just about us. You know, going in there, obviously, it'd be a hostile environment. First time being on the road, you know, for myself and Kevin. But we're professionals. We're just going to prepare as well as we can and go out there and execute on both ends of the floor.